Fox Sports Radio.
As our second intermission just about concluded, the Zamboni has finished up its work, and both teams will be returning to the ice here shortly. We are scoreless here after two periods of hockey. Pretty well-balanced and even game so far. 19 shots on goal for the Merrill Blue Jays and 17 shots on goal for the Lumberjacks. And this one so far. East Hockey is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. With comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. We mentioned that the Blue Jays have some exchange students skating for them this year. Juuso Valtanen and Jaakko Holopainen, and goaltender Carlo Corbani also an exchange student, and it's interesting. All three are very talented players, but Merrill's got some homegrown talent that's pretty good, too. You talk about guys like Nick Hoffman and Dylan Heller and Michael Bauman. They've showed some flashes here in this first two periods of hockey as well for the Blue Jays. So the Lumberjacks will return to the ice, and let's see if they can get one here. East Pep Band finishing up with the school song here as both teams return to the ice. East Pep Band under the direction of Rob Perkins. Face-off coming at center ice. Both teams are there, and we're underway again. Third period of hockey. East sends it into the zone. Merrill retreats and looks to break it out. Can't get it out, though. Pascula sends it in on net. That deflects behind the net. Battle for it there, down into the corner. Blue Jays look to clear it, and they will out to center ice. Poke checked away, and now they bring it into the zone. Drop pass. Oh, they've got a man right on net. Corbett makes a save on that. Beautiful drop pass, and Nick Hoffman got a good shot away, but Corbett makes the save and gets a whistle. Faceoff will be coming to the left of Ian Corbett. Good scoring chance for Merrill right out of the gate here in the third period. They drop the puck. It goes down into the corner. Jack Knuckles sends it off the boards. Long pass ahead. East breaks it out. Here they come. Andrew Danell into the zone. He gets pinned up against the boards. Fights through the check. Puck comes down behind the net. McGinnity and Andrew Danell trying to dig it out of there. Merrill gets there first. Tries to get it out, and they will. Here comes Hoffman. He flicks it away from one defender. Good back check, though, by Landon Danell. But Hoffman fights through it. Now he's knocked off the puck. Centered in front. Corbett dives, trying to cover it up. And a scrum in front of the net. What do we have? Apparently Corbett was able to cover it up and get a whistle there on a mad scramble in front of the net. So the first two scoring chances of the third period go to the Blue Jays. But the score remains 0-0. Ben Feck will take this faceoff. Right off the faceoff. The shot comes in on goal and Corbett has to cover it up. Beck will take the draw again. And once again, a shot right off the faceoff. This one goes wide to the near corner. Battle for it behind the net. Merrill's coming out with some pop in their step here in the early going. East needs to crank it up. They look to clear it out. Can't get it out of the zone. Now it pops in front. Romanski, a long pass ahead. That's intercepted, but then picked up. Here comes Beck into the zone. Knocks it down into the corner. Cummings tries to get there and does. He wins the race. Centering pass. Oh, he had a man. Beck overskated it. He was thinking the pass was going to come in a different direction. Comes all the way out of the zone. Romanski's got to chase it down to the other end. Sends it behind his own net. Long pass ahead is flicked off the stick of Andrew Bailey. And into the zone, Merrill's defenseman will run it down and skate it behind their own net. Here comes Juuso Valtanen. Sends the pass ahead and then backhanded into the zone. Merrill wanted to get a change there. Romanski will grab the loose puck. He's got some space, so he'll skate it ahead. To center ice, makes one man miss, gets across center ice and dumps it in. Wide of the net. Merrill tries to run it down. The puck sticks in the water. Wouldn't move. And East able to clear it. Or East able to contain it. Cravens has it. Taken away from him. And it comes out of the zone. Merrill picks up the loose puck, but poke checked away by Piscula, and East able to clear it out. And now flicked up and out of play. The Blue Jays fling it up into their own bench area, and we get a whistle. 14:36 to play their third period, still no score. Faceoff will come in the East offensive zone here. And Lumberjacks will change it up. Here comes Gabe McGinnity, Landon Danil, and Andrew Danil back on the ice along with Romanski and Holcomb. Merrill wins this draw, though, and they're able to clear it out ahead. Romanski's going to run it down. They wave off icing. Merrill wins the race to the puck in the corner. Romanski gets there a split second later, tries to pin him up there against the boards. Battle for the puck behind the East net. Comes to the corner, and it's grabbed by Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity tries to get it out. Instead, Merrill dumps it back in. Holcomb had it for a moment. Landon Danil cross-ice pass to Andrew Danil. He's going to skate it ahead. Gets to center ice. Tries to flick it in deep. Doesn't get it deep enough, but it's grabbed by Landon Danil. Poke checked away from him. Now sent down. Landon Danil in front to the slot. There's a shot that is thrown the length of the ice. That's going to be an icing call against Merrill here with 13:53 to play in the third period, and East will get another offensive zone faceoff. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. It's Feck, Cummings, and Bailey out there. One thing that we haven't talked about so far here tonight, as East wins the draw, Bailey sends it back to the point. Hard shot thrown in from the point by Romanski that goes wide. Lumberjacks missing a key player because of injury tonight. Nick DeVorney suffered a concussion in the last game, and he's not here. He's not. Hey, goal! The Lumberjacks will score! Romanski throwing it in from the point. I think it got deflected, and East will get the goal here, and they lead it 1-0. We'll see if they credit a deflection there. Sam Romanski took the shot from the point, and it looked like it changed direction. But we'll see. They're talking about who. Looks like they're going to give the goal to Romanski on the shot from the point. But the Lumberjacks lead it 1-0 here. 13:37 remaining in the third. Face off at center ice. East will grab it. Send it back to their defenseman. Piscula sends it ahead to Andrew Dana. Let's see if that loosens up the Lumberjacks a little bit here. Centering pass. McGinnity's got it. Can he get a shot away? It goes wide. Battle in the corner. McGinnity. Andrew Danil. Romanski is going to get the goal here. Now a turnover. Landon Danil walks it in. Backhanded shot. Another goal! That's snuck through between the arm and the post of Carlo Corbani. And the Lumberjacks lead it 2-0. A turnover in the zone, and I thought maybe that first goal would loosen things up a little bit, and it did. Landon Danil walked it in with the backhand, went high, and snuck it in under the arm and between the post of the Merrill goaltender, and just like that, East leading 2-0. And Merrill wins this faceoff and will send it behind the East net. Battle for it there. Lumberjacks come away with it. Puck goes down to the corner again. Battle for it there. Big collision, and we're going to get a... Well, the Merrill player's slow to get up. They're going to play on, though, as he gets to his feet. He got bashed into the board hard. Lumberjacks looking to clear the zone. Can't get it out. Here's a shot flicked at the net. That didn't get through. Merrill keeping some pressure on here now. Centering pass. That didn't get through again. That one did, and hopped over the stick of the intended man and knocked to the corner. Behind the East net again, sent around the boards. Lumberjacks looking to get it out. Shot thrown in. Corbett makes a stick save on that. East will break out. Here they come. And Gabe McGinnity will throw it at the net as Lumberjacks get a change here. We'll get all that scoring for you with the assist and everything when we are done here. Two quick goals by the Lumberjacks. Now a turnover. Cravens walks it in. Shoots. Kept that one on the edge. Tried to go five-hole. Corbani makes the save. Merrill picks up the loose puck. Holcomb steps up. Tries to hold the zone. Merrill able to grab it. Can they get it out of the zone? Yes, they will. Here they come. They've got a two-on-one. Into the zone they come. Shot Pass in front. Shot. Corbett makes the save. He's down, though. Here's a high shot. And the net came off as Merrill wound up and took a high shot in the slot. Corbett had made a diving save before that, and we get a whistle. 11:39 to play in the third. Lumberjacks leading 2-0. Two quick goals in the early part of this third period for East. One by Sam Romanski and one by Landon Daynell. Faceoff coming to the right of Ian Corbett. Grabbed by the Blue Jays. They go out to their defenseman. Broken up for a moment. Puck comes loose to the board. Austin Cummings sends a cross-ice pass. Too far for his intended man, and that'll be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. Icing the call. East Hockey brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. We mentioned Nick DeVorney out with that concussion, and that means Andrew Bailey getting some extended time with that third line tonight. Faceoff is grabbed by Ben Feck. He's going to carry it out. Feck will send it in behind the net. Cummings slashes in. Feck in there as well. Bailey cruising out looking for a pass. Merrill looking to clear it. Comes out along the boards. Jack Knuckles steps up and holds it in. Cummings in the corner. Tries to center it. Knocked away. But he's able to hold it down there in the corner. Now Bailey centers it, trying to get it to Feck. Shot! Oh! Big save made by Corbani on the shot by Feck from the low slot. Here comes Merrill back the other way. Into the zone they come. They get the pass. Shot. Corbett the save. The rebound. Knocked high up into the air and to the corner. Battle for it down there. And the Lumberjacks come away with it. This is Bailey. That's Knuckles who sends it ahead. Tries to clear it. Didn't get it out. Held it into the zone. Knuckles sends it hard around the boards. Now it will come out of the zone to center ice. Merrill needed a tag up. They're going to just knock it back in. Knuckles got a stick on that. Overskates it. Can't get it out of the zone. Now he will out to center ice. Once again, Merrill tries to knock it back in. It's run down by Landon Daynell. Sends the pass ahead to McGinnity, who chips it into the zone. Puck taken away from him. Merrill sends it back the other way. Knuckles overskates it for a moment. Here comes Merrill in his own pass! And a shot! Corbett somehow got a piece of that, I think, on a sliding save. Puck loose behind the East net. Centering pass again. That's knocked away. Can the Lumberjacks clear it? Yes, they will. And here comes Andrew Daynell. Merrill won the race to the puck, though. Sends it back out to center ice. They send it into the East zone. Sent out. Or Pascula tried to send it out. Instead, it's held in. Merrill with it. A couple of their players collided. Now East able to clear it out near the blue line. Sent back to the Merrill defenseman. Now they're going to skate it ahead. Pass ahead. That's too far. They wave off icing. They say it was tipped. Lumberjacks run it down behind their own net. Comes to the board. Cravens backhands it. Tries to get it out. Can't. Comes behind the net again. Merrill has it. Now Pascula picks it up. Tries to get it out. Out to center ice. Or out to the blue line. Knocked out to center ice by Andy Cravens. Backhands the pass ahead. Krasowski couldn't get a stick on that. Now Cravens is going to carry it in. Takes a shot. Corbani makes the save on that to the corner. Cravens centering pass. Nobody there for the Lumberjacks. Holcomb steps up. Shoots. Another save made by Corbani. This time Merrill able to clear it. And East's defenseman will back check and grab it. Romanski will have it. Send the long pass ahead to Cravens. He gets a piece of it. Yes, he does. They wave off the icing. Puck behind the net to the corner. Eric Schumacher has it knocked away from him out to the point. Romanski can't save it. Now a 2-on-1 for the Blue Jays. They take the shot, and Corbett with the glove save, and we get a whistle. 8:24 to play here in the third. Lumberjacks leading 2-0. Faceoff coming to the right of Ian Corbett. Sent behind the net all the way around to the near boards. Merrill centering pass. Didn't get through. Back to the corner. Merrill grabs it. Now it's poked away. Cummings able to get it out. Dances past one defender and able to get it in the zone and hold the zone. Cummings gets to Feck. Feck skates it behind the net. Ben Feck looking. Now gets it out on top. Knuckles throws it at the net. Corbani to save the rebound in front. Cummings didn't find it at his feet. Knuckles and collides with Feck, Puck comes to the corner. Merrill looking to clear it out. Can't get it out. Turn over to the zone. Feck shoots. That deflects up and out of play, and we get a whistle. 7:39 to play here in the third. Lumberjacks leading 2-0. And we'll get another offensive zone faceoff here. And it will be Landon Dienel back out there to take the draw for East. Puck pops up in the air. Comes out to the slot and knocked out of the zone by the Blue Jays. Now they're going to knock it in deep behind the East net. And they give chase centering pass. That's knocked away by Pascula. Taken away, though, by the Blue Jays. They'll send it out to the point. That's intercepted and knocked out of the zone, though, by Gabe McGinnity. Sent right back in by the Blue Jays. Austin Bergener knocked it back in. East grabs the loose puck, though. Long pass ahead. Too far for Andrew Daniel. He couldn't get a stick on it. They're going to wave off the icing as both players crash into the boards. Andrew Daniel tries to grab control of it. McGinnity tried to center it. They've got Landon Daniel cruising in the slot. Instead, Merrill will take it out of the zone. They try to send it in. Pascula got a piece of that. Lumberjacks try to get it out, and they will, out of the zone. Merrill's going to knock it back in, but they've got to tag up. So the Lumberjacks can run down the loose puck. Landon Daniel will grab it. Send a pass ahead, comes out of the zone again. Poke checked away at center ice by Andrew Daniel, but Merrill once again will send it behind the net. Clock continues to move, 6:34 to play. Long pass ahead, and caught by McGinnity. He carries it in. And it's poke checked away from him. He loses an edge and goes down. Merrill picks up the loose puck. And they're going to come back the other way. Shooting it out of the zone is Juuso Valtanen all the way to the other end. And a good back check by Romanski. But we have a penalty coming. No. What are we going to have? Faceoff's going to come out of the zone here. It might have been an offside call against Merrill. Faceoff's going to come just across the east blue line. 6:11 to play, 2-0 East. Right off the faceoff, Merrill tries to dump it in. But Romanski got a piece of that, kept it at center ice. Puck pops up in the air. Cravens is over there with Schumacher trying to dig it out. Merrill sends it in deep again. All the way around the boards, Cravens will grab it. Makes the pass ahead. Now East has a 2-on-2. They get the pass ahead. Krasowski carries it in. Takes a high shot. Glove save made by Corbani. Schumacher was crashing the net, hoping for a rebound, but Corbani caught it and got the whistle with 5:47 to play here in the third. 2-0 Lumberjacks with the lead. Jack Knuckles will take this faceoff for East. Puts it right on net. Merrill clears it away from in front, though, and the Blue Jays will grab it. Flick the pass ahead. Knocked away at center ice for a moment. Now it's grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Austin Brumund, who's in there for a shift of defense. Now a big collision by Jack Knuckles with Merrill's Ryan Marceau at the blue line. Battle at center ice for the puck. Steven Martell in for a shift of offense for the Lumberjacks. He's a freshman player. Didn't get a whole lot of work this year. Got to keep practicing, though, and getting ready for next year because the Lumberjacks are going to have some holes to fill next year. The year after is going to be the year. They've got a big junior class this year and not a whole lot of players coming from the youth hockey levels. Puck sent behind the Merrill net once again. Long pass ahead. They have a man. It's chipped in. Grabbed, though, by Sam Romanski, and he's going to flick it right back out again. If you're a youth hockey player and you want to play right away, East is the place to come in the next few years because you'll get on the ice. You'll get a lot of ice time. Puck pops in front of the Merrill net. Blue Jays clear it away. Lumberjacks trying to send it in. Now walking it in. Landon Dadle shoots. Oh, deflected up and over the top of the net. Corbani got a glove on that. East controls it. McGinnity takes the shot. No, the save made. The rebound was in front. Merrill able to flick it away and now cleared out of the zone by Nick Hoffman. That'll be an icing call against the Blue Jays. And we get a whistle with 4:15 to play. Yeah, not too many youth hockey players coming in on the east side the next few years. So I'll tell you what, if you are a youth hockey player and you've got choices, sit for a few years in one place or come in and play right away. For me, it would be an easy decision. I'd want to play. Regardless, you win some, you lose some, but you get to play. Isn't that, that's what it would be all about for me. Centering pass by the Lumberjacks. There's a shot. That deflected wide. Cravens couldn't get much on that one. It comes to the boards. Puck comes out and knocked out of the zone by Merrill all the way to the other end. And we get a whistle. Another icing call against the Blue Jays. 3:54 to play here. A nothing-nothing game after two periods, but the Lumberjacks break through with two quick goals early in this third, and they still lead it here 2-0. Schumacher, Cravens, and Krasowski out there. Face-off won by East. Shot! Oh, deflected. Just getting a piece of that with his stick was Corbani on the hard shot by Krasowski. Here comes Merrill out of the zone again. They get to center ice and will throw it in deep. Pascula gets there first, backhands it around to the corner to Trevor Holcomb. Lumberjacks looking to clear it out. Merrill looking to hold it in, and they will, behind the net to Pascula again. He gets it over to Andy Cravens. Cravens is going to skate it out. Out he comes across the red line, into the zone. Cravens tries to center it, goes off a skate. Merrill tries to clear it, and they can't get it out. Krasowski's able to hold it in. Still in the zone now. Here comes Cravens, carries it in, shoots! That went high and off the glass behind the net. Puck popped in front again. Krasowski gets taken down from behind. Probably should have been a cross check there. Merrill able to clear it out. And now they're going to get a penalty against Merrill. Delayed penalty coming against the Blue Jays. They're going to get an extra skater out there for the Lumberjacks. Now they'll send it in. And the puck is going to be touched up by Merrill, and we get a whistle. Going to be a high sticking call against the Blue Jays, and so it will be a power play here for the Lumberjacks with 2:49 to play in the third period. Penalty's going to be called on Jaakko Holopainen, that senior defenseman for Merrill. Probably got away with a cross check in front of there as well, but they call the high stick. So the power play unit out there this time will be Andrew Danil, Sam Romanski, Austin Cummings, Ben Feck, and Eric Schumacher. Puck flipped out of the zone by Merrill, and now they're going to come in shorthanded. They get around Feck in front, poke checked away by Corbett, and the puck goes down to the corner. Somebody lost a stick. One of the Merrill players. Puck comes along the boards now. East is on the power play, but Merrill being very aggressive on the shorthand. Here come the Lumberjacks. They look to get it ahead. They'll stick it into the zone. Merrill will pick it up behind their own net and send it the length of the ice. Romanski's going to chase it down for East. Only 2:15 remaining in the game. Lumberjacks just have to play keep away here now, even though they are on the power play. Don't want to give up any shorties. Now Merrill sends it back into the zone. Romanski sends it to Feck. Feck will skate it ahead. Feck around one defender, now into the zone. Makes a move, gets it down to the corner. Feck behind the net. Still skating. Now look, sends it out to the point. Romanski's got it. Back down low to Feck. Along the side boards. Back out to Romanski. Can he hold the zone? He did somehow. Thought it came out, but they say no. Andrew Danil with it. Danil out to the point. Romanski. Back to Andrew Danil. Danil. Back to Romanski. Over to Feck, and now we get a whistle. It's going to be a man in the crease. That's going to be Austin Cummings, I believe. Man in the crease. They're going to bring it out. Faceoff will come out of the zone. A minute 32 to play here. And about 43 seconds remaining on the man advantage for the Lumberjacks. They'll change up the power play unit. McGinnity out there along with Romanski, Cravens, Landon Danil, and Jack Knuckles. Timeout being called here. We'll keep it right here. And remind you once again that tomorrow night it's high school basketball. Doubleheader action. DC Everest and Wausau East in doubleheader action tomorrow night from the Everest Fieldhouse. Chris Conley will have the call of those games for you tomorrow night. And then hockey returns Saturday afternoon. The Lumberjacks heading to Tomahawk for a matchup with the Hatchets at Sarah Park. Pregame show at 12:45 and the puck drops at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon as the Lumberjacks take on Tomahawk. Hatchet's just 1-12 so far this season, and they've got a matchup with Merrill tomorrow night. So, got to believe they might be a bit gassed playing a night-day doubleheader, back-to-back days. That's tough. And the Lumberjacks will get them on Saturday afternoon. Another non-conference game coming up Tuesday night for East at Stevens Point. Pacelli, no radio for that one. And then they return to conference play on Thursday night, taking on Marshfield. All right, timeout over. A minute 32 remaining. And the Lumberjacks can put this one in the win column if they can just shut them down here for another minute 31. Face-off comes back to Jack Knuckles, sends a cross-ice pass to Romanski. He's going to skate it into the zone. Romanski down low to Cravens. Andy Cravens looks down behind the net to Romanski. Out on top, his pass intercepted, though, and here comes Merrill back the other way. Nick Hoffman's going to skate it in. Throw it at the net. Corbett got a piece of that to the corner. Down to a minute six to play here in the game. East grabs control of the puck. Here they come back the other way. Cross-ice pass. That was grabbed by McGinnity. And he'll throw it in at net. Corbani makes a save on that with the glove and gets a whistle here. 56 seconds remaining in the game. 8 seconds remaining in the man advantage for the Lumberjacks. And East will change, and they're going to send the seniors out there, I think, at least a senior line. Schumacher, Feck, Cummings, and Andrew Dana. All the seniors are out there with Sam Romanski now to finish up, or at least try to finish up this game. It is senior night here at Marathon Park. Puck comes around the boards, and Merrill's able to clear it out. The penalty's over. Puck goes the length of the ice. That's going to be an icing call against the Blue Jays, so East will get an offensive zone faceoff here with 43.9 seconds remaining. So the five seniors on the ice, Ian Corbett in net, Andrew Daniel, Eric Schumacher, Austin Cummings, and Ben Feck. Sam Romanski, the other skater on the ice for the Lumberjacks. And it's one for a moment by Schumacher, but then Merrill comes away with it. They look to break it out. Here they come. Out of the zone. Poke checked away at the blue line. Merrill going to pull their goalie here. They get the extra skater on, but here comes East. Cummings cleared the zone, but lost an edge and couldn't get to the puck in time. Now Merrill will pick up the loose puck. They have the extra skater on. Just 22 seconds remaining in the game. Puck behind the net. The East net, that is. Now it's grabbed and now sent out of the zone by the Lumberjacks. 13 seconds remaining. Merrill will grab it. Now they fan on the pass attempt. Long pass. That should be an icing call. They let him play on, and that's how the game will end. And the Lumberjacks will get the win here tonight. Two goals here in the third period give East the victory by a score of 2-0.